Weekend Edition essayist Tim Brooks arrived in Pakistan on a university visit just a few hours before the assassination of Benazir Bhutto. He was caught up in the chaos that followed and sent these observations.
I wasn't in New York during 9/11, but I'm told that everyone had the same two impulses, to call their friends and to get home. And as a result, the cell phone circuits and the roads were jammed. That's exactly what was happening in Karachi on Thursday. I was at the Aga Khan University when the call came in. "Oh, no," whispered my colleague. "That's bad. That's terrible." She turned to me. "We want you to go home right now." As we head out, nobody knows what to expect, but my driver, Zubair, is tough and experienced, and we're in a reinforced pickup truck. The radio news is in Urdu, peppered with useful English phrases. Traffic jam, bumper to bumper. But this isn't just bumper to bumper. It's door to door and elbow to elbow. A three-lane road has 5 lanes of traffic. A four-lane road has 7. Small family cars, vast trucks painted with bright designs and verses from the Quran. Taxis, some so battered they're literally shapeless, held together by Bondo. Scores of motorbikes and mopeds swarming the sidewalks and threading the gaps between car bumpers. I remember news reports of people fleeing Hurricane Katrina, of the 100-mile traffic jam caused by Hurricane Rita. Traffic in Pakistan tends to be an open-faced sandwich anyway, with very little hidden or enclosed, and tonight this seems to be even more true. Hand carts, donkey carts, a boy on a bicycle carrying 2 large wooden crates, 2 boys on a moped carrying an extension ladder and metal piping, a family of 5 squeezed into the bed of a tiny pickup along with what looks like a giant refrigerator, another family of 5 on a motorbike. The brightly painted buses have 20 or more people on the roof. Everyone looks like a refugee. It's strange. When I arrived in Karachi just 5 hours ago, every road had a soldier lounging at the corner or on a bridge. Now there's no sign of them, nor of police to help sort out the traffic. Yet there's no sense of threat. It's only later that a feeling of grievance will emerge here and there. Tires will be burned, shots will be fired, mostly in the air. Campaign billboards will be pulled down and torched. For now, people are standing around watching, talking, even joking. One boy of maybe 9 grins as he helps his father push their car. Finally, we get home, the 25-minute journey taking more than 3 hours. We stare at the TV. Nobody knows what will happen in Pakistan, but I feel as if I've been granted a vision of how the world will end. Not with a bang, but with an apocalypse of traffic.
Weekend Edition essayist Tim Brooks in Karachi, Pakistan. This is NPR News.